I always forget that the house is more haunted when I'm high. And yes, I realize it's ridiculous and paranoid and crazy, so let's put it this way instead. It's hard to remember to block the blurs when I'm high. Block the blurs, that's my own little gem. I needed a word, I always need a word that had yet to be created. The word was just a handle at first, something to grab when the need arose, but it stuck or it caught or however that saying goes. Normally, I block the blurs, my blurs, yours, without thinking, like breathing, just naturally. That was one technique that I found quite easy. I needed to eat, but I smoked a little too much. Not dangerous, not even inconvenient for a normal person who doesn't always have to remember to block the blurs. I wandered to the kitchen, a dangerous plight in my house, in my state, and hungry now, started creating what I had started to call my pancake magic. Barefoot, old scrub bottoms, hoodie with a tear in the pocket. Alone in the house, the pretty big house, the really old house. But it's okay because I rarely feel lonely when I'm alone. With Ingrid and my speakers and my pancake set to sizzle, I was happy and spinning and dancing a little. When I twirled near the stairs, my bare foot slipped a little, and as I straightened there by the stairs, something's there. Suddenly, there, not on the twirl, but when I stand, it's there, maybe 3 feet away, and for a moment I panicked. As I sometimes still do, but then I tilted my head, posed a question to the air with my voice not tight and my head held high, but my heart was still racing when the blur suddenly faded away. At first, I didn't realize I had paused at all. It all just felt so fast, but then I got back to the stove, Ingrid still singing, only to find my pancake singed and burning. There were no flames, which is always a plus, but the kitchen was beginning to fill with wispy gray air, and of course, my pancake was completely ruined. I should have remembered by this point, at least, to block the blurs, but I didn't because I was distracted by the crispy dead pancake and the sneaky gray tendrils. But I knew it wasn't over because the hairs on the back of my neck started to rise and tingle. They do that. They've always done that. A clear warning that something is coming. This time it was too late. Still stoned, still hungry, and therefore still quite angry about the magic pancake fail, standing at the refrigerator hoping to see something I could munch on, there was this crunch sound from behind. I stopped, turned, nothing. Little bastards, I muttered, half hoping they heard. I hate when the moment anticipated is empty and anticlimactic. The anticipation slowed back to a boil, and I was wishing like hell at that moment I'd passed on that third bowl, but no, I wanted to be hungry, so system failure, lockout, shut down, whatever the word is. I don't think they'll hurt me. I hope. They haven't hurt me once in all the days I've lived here. I think. So no need to panic. Panic is never the answer, or so I mumble as I mix a new pancake after trashing the dead one. And I suddenly have a feeling that doesn't have a word. I always need a word. But all that matters is that it's a warning of the blurs, like the hairs on my neck, but stronger and stranger, a certain warning of imminent danger. And sure enough, the music cuts off. Ingrid's voice leaves an echo in the room. These scenes only take seconds, 5 at the max, but I can remember every blink, which makes it feel like days. So there she is. For 5 seconds max, not so much a blur, but a girl, for 5 seconds max, maybe 7 years old, angry, petulant, crying, alone, with ringlet, tight blonde curls and a blur for a face. Little black dress with frills and lace. Dangerous, the ineffable feeling warned, but I saw no threat, so I turned and posed the same question I'd posed the blur a few moments before. What's your name? I always ask that question and they fade away. I've yet to meet a ghost or a blur, if you prefer, that answered my question without hesitation. Other people like me have different rituals for such greetings, but this has always been mine. I ask for their name, offer mine, and give them a moment to decide. Rest or fade away. I've met many, and only 2 or 3 have ever stayed. This little girl stayed, but only for a moment. She didn't give me a name. This little girl with no face in the pretty black dress trimmed with frills and lace. I began to ask again, but before I could, the music was back. So loud that I jumped and turned my head, slipping again on bare feet and little balance. I caught myself on the counter and twirled to stare at the stairs. I saw no dress, no lace, no curls. Then the music was gone again. And so was the girl.